Well, hello again, Mike O'Connor, another in the ongoing series of Geezer Casts. This is number three, really number two. And it was a great week. You know, the whining I did about the election sure paid off. The local guy, the incumbent mayor of St. Paul, got clobbered in the election last week. The separation was on the order of 40%. I think the challenger got 69% and the incumbent got whatever 40% of that is, 29%, something like that. And, you know, a few of the national elections went pretty good, too. So, you know, I'm going to talk a little later in this Geezer Cast about how it's odd. You know, I find myself in the mainstream in terms of public opinion, but you'd never know it from the politicians we've got in place. So, anyway, I'm going to talk about that a little bit. Came up with a great sort of odd science thing. Aluminum foil beanies. Talk a little bit about that. Mind protection. And of course, in the background is week two of my love affair with Jamsticks. This is the kind of stuff that I love to do, just sort of find a great musician, or in this case, a great artificial intelligence musician, and just play along with them. So my stuff isn't that good, but the Jamsticks drumming, I think, is great. This particular tune, I just tried to do enough so that there was something for the drummer to, you know, not just be straight drumming. But the goal is not to highlight me, but to highlight the drumming. So that's what's going on in the background. And that is one nifty gizmo that I would have guessed that by the time you all listen to this in the year 2055, there will be all kinds of things like that, but I'm still completely enchanted. This is really the first human-sounding artificial intelligence music stuff that I've come across. And I just think it's great. So that's what's going on in the background. To aluminum foil beanies. Now, for those of you who don't know, let me just toggle around here on the net just a bit. I'm going to a site called Zapatopi.net, and it's sort of characteristic of a lot of the aluminum foil beanie sites. Their premise is that this is an effective, low-cost solution to combating mind control. Of course, there are a lot of premises in there. But if you believe in mind control, actually, I found another great site that I wanted to quote from. This is one called SubversiveElement.com, and they have a very dense write-up on psychotronic weapons. And here's a quote. I just loved it. This is the standard sort of conspiracy theory stuff where it's all kinds of facts and footnotes and people quoted, and it's all just a little bit out of context, but it's completely overwhelming. It's kind of like the Y2K doom and gloom people or the peak oil folks, but this quote just tickled me to death. It says that several scientists warned that latest advances in neurophysiology could be used for the manipulation of the human brain. In June 1995, Michael Persinger, who worked on the American Navy's project of non-lethal electromagnetic weapons, published in a scientific magazine an article where he states the technical capability to influence directly the major portion of the approximately 6 billion brains of the human species without mediation through classical sensory modalities by generating neural information within a physical medium within which all members of the species are immersed is now marginally feasible. That's pretty good gobbledygook. There's actually just pages and pages of it. I don't want to quote it all here, but I do love this gobbledygook stuff that people come up with, and then, you know, you're sort of awash in the gobbledygook, and so it's hard to sort of argue back, except to sort of mentally say, what? What are they talking about? Anyway, there does seem to be a lot of enthusiasm for the notion of psychotronic weapons and psychotronic mind control. And if you Google it, I don't know if this stuff will still be around in the year 2055 when you're listening to this, but at least right now there's lots of Google sites about it. One of which is this Zapotopi.net. And the reason I wanted to highlight them is because they respond to the MIT study. So what is the MIT study saying? Well, the MIT kids are saying that they built three of these beanies, and they measured with a spectrum analyzer, which is a gizmo that you can essentially scan all radio frequencies and see what's going on. They put the spectrum analyzer inside the different versions of the beanies and discovered that, in fact, the beanies didn't reduce the waves at all, and they somewhat amplified them in a couple of places. They go into a whole lot. They have wonderful pictures, and they talk about their signal generator, and they have great pictures of the lads in their beanies. And then what they show is that there were points where the signals were actually amplified, and those places were 2.6 gigahertz and 1.2 gigahertz. And those spectrums have U.S. government allocations in them. These bands are supposedly reserved for, quote, radio location, unquote, i.e. GPS. And 2.6 coincides with mobile phone. They are sort of putting out the anti-theory that maybe the government is actually encouraging people to use the beanies. One of the things that I find intriguing about things like this beanie deal is sort of all the different kinds of people who believe fanciful things that are out there. Here's a personal story. When I was appointed the volunteer sort of head person of the Y2K effort in St. Paul back in 1998, and after we came up with our approach, I did a lot of public speaking about Y2K. I don't know, something on the order, hundreds of speeches, I don't know exactly how many, with the goal of sort of conveying a pretty moderate message, which is we certainly hope that not much is going to happen, but not preparing for anything would be imprudent, so we're going to do some preparation, and besides, the preparation is good for us as a community. But I got a lot of calls from people asking me to be on their, you know, church basement agenda or their trade show or whatever. And one time I got a call from some folks who were really interested in having me speak, and so I pulled out my calendar and was saying, well, when, and stuff like that. And then I said, well, what are you all about? Because I like to tailor my message to whatever you're community group is or something like that. And they said, well, we're really into contrails. And I'm going, contrails? What do you mean contrails? And they said, well, you know those streaks in the sky. And I go, well, yeah, I know what those are. And they said, well, You may not know this, but that's actually a government campaign of mind control. And when those are in the sky, they've been spraying the chemicals that they use to keep us under control. And, you know, I kind of tiptoed out of that opportunity to speak to those folks. But then I did go out on the net and look, and sure enough, there are a whole bunch of people who believe that contrails are the result of government efforts at mind control. And you can go see those sites on the net. They have lots of pictures of contrails, and use those pictures to prove conclusively that the government's at work. And for those of you who are believers in that, I've got news for you. I don't share your opinion. I think those come from airplanes, and they're just water vapor. But it just goes to show that there are conspiracy theorists in all sorts of flavors and sizes, and it's quite easy to get yourself talked into something completely ludicrous. I just love this stuff, and I'll probably talk about some of them each time. Maybe not every time, but, you know, this sort of anti-science thing that we seem to be into these days and the anti-rationality thing does bug me a lot. So when I see these, I perk right up. Now, you know, on to, you know, you may think, well, this guy's a science nut. But, you know, it turns out that I'm in the mainstream. I'm toggling through all these screens that I found, and there's a site that does polls, and they just summarize lots and lots of polls from all kinds of places. It's called pollingreport.com. And again, in the year 2055, you're going to find all these results kind of quaint, but I think they give good insight into what's going on right now in 2005. And I think I'll probably visit this site almost every time, because I've been feeling like I'm just this wacko because of the government that we've got in place. You know, we have this sort of brainless Republican president and seeming juggernaut of conservatives in Congress who are doing things that just drive me crazy. And I was thinking, well, maybe I'm just a nutcase, you know. But it turns out I'm not a nutcase, at least according to national polls. I'm smack in the mainstream. So I thought I'd just highlight a few of those today, and I'll probably do a few more each time. This week's been tough on the president and Congress, so they did some poll. They're always doing polling on approvals of the president and Congress. And this week, at least according to the Associated Press, the President Bush is 61% of us, so that would be me and the other 61% disapprove of what he's doing. And 64% of us disapprove of what Congress is doing. That's good. That puts me solidly in the mainstream. This week was tough on elections, and so they did some polling around the question, if a candidate for Congress supports Bush in many areas, would that make you more likely to support the candidate or more likely to oppose him? And, you know, half the people said, well, probably the correct thing, which is doesn't make much difference. I'm going to probably evaluate the person on their own merits. But 34% of us said, yeah, that would make me more inclined to vote against this person. It's sort of like the Randy Kelly election last week for mayor in St. Paul. And only 18% would tend to support the person. So, you know, there I'm solidly in the mainstream on that. We're also having a big debate. You know, 50 years from now, the truth will all be known about this, but right now we're sort of debating the whole issue of how and why we got into the war in Iraq. And I've been wearing my peace symbol button solidly for 4 or 5 years now, thinking that sooner or later the mainstream would catch up with me, and it seems that they have. Right now, we're really chewing on the issue of whether or not we were lied to on the way into that war. And again, Pew Research did a study on that. And today, 43% of us think that we were lied to. I'm in that, you know, that category. 41% of people believe that the president was just misinformed, and the remainder are unsure. So, you know, finally, the majority of us, well, not quite a majority, but at least a plurality of us are feeling like we've been lied to. I've been feeling that for quite a while. It's nice to see that, you know, everybody's kind of catching up with me. Of course, Republicans don't agree. 12% of the Republicans think we were lied to, which is, you know, for Republicans, that's a pretty big number. Actually, I was pretty startled by that. 67% of Democrats and 47% of independents. I'm in the independent to moderate Democrat category myself, so I'm feeling like I got a lot of good company here. You know, we're all sort of disapproving of Congress. But, you know, I won't go through all of these. They have tons and tons of stuff on this site, and I think I'll just pick a few off each week to sort of go through. Well, that's it for GeezerCast this week. I actually have to work today. I usually get to goof off on Monday, but my computer died last week, and I lost all of Friday to the recovery effort, so I gotta put in a little work today. I hope you enjoyed this one, and I'll see you the next time.